Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to you or to one of the adults responsible for the household, so would that be you?
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, so yeah, it'll be a yes. All right, so is your home a single-family home, like detached, a townhome, an apartment slash condominium, or a manufactured or a mobile home?
Condominium.
Condominium, all right. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Own, all right. Could you please tell me in what year your home was built?
76.
1976. All right, thank you. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, like roofing upgrades or impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, like a raised home, or have no upgrades been made?
Yes, upgrades have been made.
All right. Could you specify which ones, like maybe the ones I said, or are there any other upgrades?
Roof, the third nail, tie down. Impact door.
All right.
Not sure what else.
All right. If it's just those, no worries. Thank you. So how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
24 years.
24 years. All right. Thank you. So have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2, Category 3, Category 4, or a Category 5 hurricane?
Two.
A Category 2 hurricane? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just that one?
Yes.
All right. Could you tell me the name and...
There's been others, but just not that strong.
All right. So would you say there's been, like, any tropical storms maybe then?
Yeah.
All right.
Those.
Okay. So could you specify what were the names or, and well, and like, in the years, these kind of issues that happened, like the tropical storm and the Category 2 hurricane?
No, I don't remember.
Don't remember? All right. No worries. So have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
No? All right. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane or related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable to these, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
So somewhat?
Yeah.
Somewhat? All right. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you say you're going to put up hurricane shutters and board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to the home of a relative or friend in another area, or would you not make any preparations because your home is already prepared?
Evacuate.
Evacuate? All right. Just that one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. So when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, so meaning 48 hours, when a hurricane warning is issued, so about 36 hours, or would you say your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
When the warning's issued. We live in a condo. You can only do so much.
Oh, all right. So considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm very sure.
All right. Now, if you could please select your top three sources of information. So do you get your information from, like, internet, radio, TV, newspaper slash print media, friends and family, social media, like maybe Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, or WhatsApp? And you can select
TV.
All. Mm-hmm. TV?
Mm-hmm. And mailings.
All right. Brochures, all right. Do you happen to get anything from, like, the internet, maybe?
No, usually not for that.
All right. What about, like, social media or anything of the sort?
No, mostly TV.
Mostly TV, all right. So on a scale of 1 to 5, with a 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
3.
3. All right. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane / storm? And I'm going to kind of read them, and if you could just at the end kind of mention all the ones that do impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm. So the list goes: cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, property taxes, cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials, or transportation costs.
I don't understand the question.
To explain it kind of again, so this question is based on if any of these things have affected you in your ability to, like, when a hurricane happens or a storm happens, for your ability to prepare. So let's say, like, loss of income or employment, meaning, like, you don't have any money now to, like, kind of board up your house or buy equipment to prepare for a hurricane, or transportation costs, meaning that you can't, like, have any cars or it's too expensive to get, like, a bus or something to evacuate to some other place of safety that's, like, a little bit more far away. So if any of these factors have impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm. So that's...
None of them do.
All right. So is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yes.
Yes, both of them, or yes, flood, or yes, evacuation zone?
Both.
Both, all right. What is the letter designation for the flood zone? Would you say it's A, high flood risk, B, moderate, or C, low risk?
High risk.
All right. And what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? Is it A, all hurricanes, B, category 3 and above hurricanes, C, if advised by authorities, D, if advised by authorities, or E, if advised by authorities?
Advised by authorities.
Would that be C, D, or E?
I don't know. I just
don't know.
We have to evacuate.
It's advised by authorities.
Have to. We live on the water, so.
Oh,
whatever.
All right. Well, no worries. Thank you for your answer, though. So when would you evacuate? Would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued? So again, 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, so again, 36 hours. If a category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If an emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or would you probably never evacuate?
Yeah, when they say it's time to go, we go.
All right. Thank you. So if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To, like, a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, or as far as possible, meaning to another state, or would you not leave any under any circumstances?
Family home. Go with the family.
All right. How many vehicles are available in your household?
One.
All right. Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I believe 5,000.
5,000. All right. Thank you. How confident are you that you could come up with $5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Would you say you're certain that you could come up with a full 5,000? You could probably come up with the 5,000. You could probably not come up with it. Or you're certain that you could cannot come with it?
We could come up with it.
Certain or probably?
Certain.
Certain, all right. How has your home insurance rate changed in the past 1 year? Would you say it's decreased significantly, meaning over 10%? Decreased somewhat, meaning in between 1 and 10%? Has it remained the same? Or has it increased somewhat, meaning 1 to 10%? Or increased significantly over 10%?
It did increase, but then it went down because of the roofing.
All right.
Down.
So would you say it's remained the same then in the past 1 year because it went up and down?
Yes, possibly the same.
All right. What about in the past 1 to 3 years?
Did it go up or down, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has it decreased significantly?
Up.
All right. Did it increase somewhat?
Significantly.
All right. What about in the past 3 to 5 years?
It's going up every year.
All right, so would you say it's increased somewhat or increased significantly?
Significantly, I would say.
All right. And what about in the past 5 to 10 years?
It's gone up every year.
So, again, increased significantly then?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? All right. Thank you. So, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you say you changed insurance provider, you increased amount of deductible, you decreased coverage, or something else?
No. We just paid it.
All right, you just paid it. All right, perfect. So if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for you which you're comfortable insuring? Is it 100% because you want to be insured for the full replacement value, or 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
Probably 100%.
100%, all right. Which of the following would you consider taking if the insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another country within Florida, moving to another state, or would you not move from your home?
We're not moving.
Not moving, all right, thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. So would you ever consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Our mortgage is paid off.
All right. So would that be like maybe yes, you would?
Yes, we would what?
So yes, would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? So since your mortgage is paid off, would you consider it?
Consider what? I missed it.
All right, I can read again, no worries. So, in recent years, there has been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. So, since you do have your mortgage already paid off, would you consider canceling your homeowner insurance policies?
No, we wouldn't cancel it, no way, shape, or form.
All right. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would you say the federal government, the state government, or the local government?
Federal?
All right. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is highest, how much confidence do you have in that the local building codes are being enforced? One being that you have no confidence, 3 being that you have like a reasonable confidence, and 5 being that you have very high confidence.
3.
All right. What about that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
What was that again?
That the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
I don't know. The local land?
Yeah, I believe this kind of refers to that, like, kind of the structure of the foundation of, like, the flooring takes into account the hurricane risk.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. When's it going to end?
Oh, we're almost done. We're about 63% done. So there's like very few questions left and we're almost going to be done. They're going to go by like very quick. So I just want to thank you so much for your time, though.
Because I'm not staying on the line too much more.
Oh, all right. So how confident are you that the new development takes into account hurricane wind risk?
Very confident.
The new development takes into account flood risk?
Very confident.
That building codes are strict as they should go to mitigate loss.
Yes, they do.
So would I be very confident as well?
Yes.
All right. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
If what's happening in Florida?
Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes.
Yes for both?
Yes.
All right. Would you consider selling your home in the private market as part of a government buyout program or neither?
Neither.
Neither? All right. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes?
What I think or what I want?
Oh, it's what you think. Kind of just your opinion in general.
They'll probably increase Both.
Both? All right. Most of Florida's coastal areas have very low elevation above and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. So how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Would you say you're extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Moderately.
Moderately, all right. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Would you say the neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other families, or proximity to job?
Probably neighborhood.
All right, just that one or something else as well?
No, that's enough.
All right. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, more than 20 years, or between less than 20 or between less than 10 to less than 20 years?
We've already been here 24.
All right. So living there forever, so more than 20 years?
I guess, yeah, forever.
All right. So could you please tell me your age, or would you feel more comfortable with me seeing ranges and you tell me which one you fit under?
I'd prefer not to give my age.
All right, no worries. So am I correct in assuming your gender is female?
Yes.
All right. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
Two? All right. How many of them are under 12 years old?
Zero.
All right. And the two of them are above 65 years or older?
Yes.
All right. What is your marital status? Would you say you're single, like never married, or a marital living with a partner, widowed, divorced, or separated?
Married.
All right. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
High school, 12.
High school, all right. Are you of Hispanic / Latino descent?
No.
What racial group do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Could you please tell me the income range for your household? And you can ballpark it, or I can give you ranges.
No, I'm not disclosing that.
All right, no worries. Well, then, we're completely done with the survey. So I want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye. Thank you for your time.